Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Harim Yaakov Shalom, and Lamp Besitzchok. We're holding the Moed Katon Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara Amud Aleph speaks about the Chumrah that an Ovil is Osur in Tashmish Amita. And the Gemara says at the beginning of the Amud, in the name of Shmuel, Ovil Shishimish Mitasu Yimei Evloi, Chayav Miso. If an Ovil is doing Tashmish Amita, he's Chayav Miso. He's Chayav Death for the fact that he's doing Tashmish Amita. It's brought down, and I saw in a few places that different Sforim bring it, that Tashmish Shemito is considered to be a special pleasure that takes away from the Avelus. Because the whole Avelus is to focus on the mace, to focus on the time of Avelus. And whenever an Avel has a pleasure, it takes him out of that status. But Tashmish Shemito is specifically more severe because that is an extra pleasure that takes the Adam completely out of that status. The Gemara continues and brings a Tana B'Ovel Rabosi, that an Ovel is also to do Tashmish Shemito. And then the Gemara says, U'maisa be'echod sheshimesh mitosu v'imei evloi. There was one who did it, v'shamtu chazirim esk v'yosoi. He was bitten by pigs. What's the pshat that the punishment of Tashmish Shemito is that a person is bitten by pigs? I saw that the Sefer Likutei Bosa Likutei brings in the name of the Sefer Shar Bas Rabim, which I believe is referring to Rav Yisroel Yaakov Elgazi, which is one of the Chashuvei Tchachim Sfarad. And he says that the idea of a Chazir always resembles the one who looks good on the outside, but really is bad on the inside. Because the Chazir is Mafris Parso, he has split hooves, but he is not Maligero. So in the inside he's bad, but on the outside he looks like he's good. That was their representation. That's what a chazir is. Represents Esav. It looks good on the outside, but he's really bad on the inside. So he says, an Ovil, who's doing Tashmish Shemito, in the outside, it seems to everybody, he's an Ovil. He's an Avelus. It looks like he's doing Omi Noge Avelus. But Betzino, nobody sees him, he's uprooting the Avelus in the strongest way by doing Tashmish Shemito. That's why he is like a chazir. He looks good on the outside, but he's really bad on the inside. And he's doing the biggest uprooting of Avelus in the inside while he pretends to be a novel on the outside. That's what the punishment of this person was, to be bitten by a chazir. And Rashi over here brings the gviyosoi that he was bitten by. What does it mean? He brings two pshatim. Or he means his entire body, or he means his aver. We'll start with the second pshat. What does it mean, davka the aver? So this goes back to the Gemara Le'el and Dafid Zayin and Mudalef, where there was that Tamil Chacham that did a virus besaser. He do a virus in a hiding place because he couldn't control himself. And they put him in Nidui, but did not be matir the Nidui. He went out crying, came a bee v'tarke amose. He was bitten in his amo to show everybody his aveir. And this goes back to when a person does a virus besaser, many times the punishment for him shows exactly what the aveir was. Here as well, this Ovel is somebody who's doing Aveir with his Aver. He's doing Aveiris Beseser, so the Achrozo, the announcement that he does it, is by the Chazirim buying Dafka the Aver to show what he did wrong on the outside. So to speak, as if he's trying to hide it, so that his part of the punishment and his Tikkun is to bring it to Gilui, to bring it to a revelation, because there's no hiding in Aveir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This first chat of Rashi, we talk about his entire body. And this goes back to what we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta. The whole idea of Avelus is the Kedusha Saguf of Yisrael. That's what the Eretz Tzvi explained to us. That the Neshama left the body, and the Neshama is a good place. What is the Avelus for? The body of Yid. But the body of Yid, what is it? It's off from Min Adama. The body of the Yid receives the Kedusha of the Neshama and is able to elevate higher and higher. And when that Neshama leaves and the Guf does not have anymore, the ability to go higher and higher. So we misabel on the Gedusha of this Guf, what the Gedusha of this Guf has. This Guf is a potential Gedusha. This Guf is something which connects the Gedusha. It's a Kli of Gedusha. So that's the whole idea of Avelus. Avelus is the covered a Guf of the mace. Somebody who's mezalzel in Avelus in the strongest way by doing Tashmish Shemito, his punishment is that his body becomes bitten by the pig. If he's now mechabit, a goof of Yisrael, so his goof gets punished by being bitten by the pigs because he did not do a velus properly. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list, wants to go, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.